Let's explore what it would mean for your youth ministry if your philosophy focuses on adolescents being the church of today, with an emphasis on fellowship. Now remember, this is just one possible philosophy of ministry, and it does not mean that the other philosophies do not value fellowship or teen participation in church. Those who choose this quadrant prioritize engaging adolescents in current church ministries and developing their faith through fellowship with other believers. In this ministry philosophy, fellowship should be understood as making disciples of young people already in the church. Instead of working hard to reach those on the outside, your church focuses on deepening the faith of the youth within your care. Imagine a family meal, a large celebration with extended family. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, brothers, sisters, and cousins of all ages are in one place. The adults gather at their own table with nice plates and glasses, sophisticated food, and conversation. The children are placed at a different table with food to their liking, plastic cups and plates that don't break, and paper napkins to clean up their messes. They eat separately and have a separate experience of the day. Once the kids are done, they abandon the table and run off to play, leaving the grown-ups to finish their conversation. This separation of ages is not what the ministry philosophy of fellowship in the church of today looks like. There is a better picture to explain this. Imagine a different family meal. Everyone is eating at the same table with the same dishes and food. People of all ages are seated next to one another, and the adults don't mind the mess and noise of the children. In fact, this is embraced and celebrated. In this family gathering, a child might say the prayer to bless the meal. Teenagers may be involved in cooking and serving the food. Dishes are passed from hand to hand, and conversation includes stories and comments from the children. There is no separation of the generations, and each family member is actively invested in the life of the others. This multi-generational family is a good image for what this philosophy of ministry desires the church to be. To summarize it in one word would be to say it is inclusive. This view of ministry believes youth and children are a vital part of the church and should be incorporated whenever and wherever possible. They are integral in the body of believers. Because of this, youth and children develop a sense of belonging, purpose, and ownership in church activities. What does the inclusive ministry philosophy look like? Here are a couple ways a church might demonstrate this philosophy. Instead of having a separate youth choir, teenagers are encouraged to join the church choir for adults. Youth participate in the Sunday worship service instead of going to a separate program. Retreats and mission trips are done together as families instead of separated by age groups. The strength of this inclusive philosophy is that everyone is growing up spiritually together. Youth are never treated separately from adults. It avoids the danger of making youth an isolated group within the church. Instead, teens are everyone's responsibility, not just that of the youth pastor and youth ministry workers. Think about your own church or youth ministries you've experienced. Are youth truly included in the life of the church? Could a teenager preach or serve as a deacon? Or are teenagers more separated, even when they attend the main service and events? If your goal is to fully integrate the younger generation into your congregation at all levels, then the learning styles of youth need to be considered even in the teaching from the pulpit. For this to work, the entire church must embrace this inclusive philosophy of ministry. Parents play an important leadership role in involving their children in the life of the church. This has benefits and challenges. You will want to consider what to do if a family experiences divorce and some of their members distance themselves from the congregation. How will you reach them? Another challenge is how to minister to youth with no family connection to the church. If this is the ministry philosophy you want to pursue, pray that God will help you work through these situations and give you wisdom in how to minister effectively to youth and their families.